Mauna Loa runs 8 miles from Black Point to Port Lock. The bay was once home to one of the most productive coastlines in East Oahu. Here's Molly Momeral.
I've heard stories of some of the kupuna of the area who mentioned that you could walk out in 1 foot of water and get all the seafood you would need for a week.
Marmaral works with Pono Pacific, a land conservation company who's teamed up with local nonprofit Malama Mauna Loa to restore this once thriving marine habitat.
Mauna Loa Bay is our backyard, and that to care for it can mean multiple things, but today it means removing invasive algae.
Today, the group organized a community huki. Huki is the Hawaiian word for pole. More than 50 volunteers, including local schools, businesses, and families, spent the morning in knee-high water 50 yards off of Paiko Beach, pulling invasive seaweed.
Everybody huddle up over here, bags down.
Malama Mauna Loa's certified huki leader, Randy Pilar, says invasive algae poses the greatest threat to coral reefs and nearshore marine ecosystems by smothering native seaweed.
The native limu can't really establish themselves. And the things that are dependent on the native limu, like the fishes that eat them, they in turn leave because they have nothing to eat anymore.
Pilar gives volunteers the rundown on spotting the most prevalent invasive limu, the leather mudweed.
So the name leather mudweed is a telltale. It looks like leather and it collects a lot of mud, yeah. So it's a really dirty looking kind of limu.
See, this is the mudweed right here. The one that looks like some dirty coleslaw.
17-year-old Matt Giraldi is volunteering with the Farrington High School Leo Club. Matt's advisor, Diane Tom Ogata, brings her students here whenever she gets a chance.
They not only contribute to their community and to make it a better place, but they also learn about their community. They learn about human impacts and how it can be devastating or how we can, as humans, help make a change.
These invasive seaweeds, they feed on top of our waste and such, and they get like more plentiful because of us. So it's only right for us to get rid of them. So
the sediment that comes down from the mountains and through the neighborhoods, coupled with runoff and pollutants from people's yards and so forth, kind of created an environment where the invasives thrive. And by removing it, we give the native ecosystem a chance to bounce back.
Over the past decade, Malama Mauna Loa has enlisted the help of nearly 15,000 volunteers and removed more than 3.5 million pounds of invasive algae. Here's Pilar.
When I go out into the bay by myself, I see a lot of the fishes coming back. I see o'io, I see papilla, like lua size already. And I see schools of manini, like 200, 300 strong.
But most of all, he sees hope for the future of Mauna Loa Bay. Kuvehi Hirishi, HPR News.